Good morning, everyone. I'm José Leone, Sinqia's Investor Relations Senior Manager. Thank you for connecting to our conference call for the 4Q results and 2019 results. I would like to start the presentation on slide 2, where I highlight important records for 2019. Record net revenues of 175.1 million reais, an increase of 23.3% over 2018. Record software revenues of 121 million reais, growth of 34.2% over 2018 and representing 69% of total. And record services revenues of 54.1 million reais, an increase of 4.3% over 2018 and representing 31% of the total. Also, recurring revenues reached record of 145.4 million reais, growth of 25.6% over 2018 and representing 83% of total revenues. Gross profit hit record of 57.9 million reais, an increase of 9.4% over 2018. And last, adjusted EBITDA was record of 21.1 million reais, growth of 9.8% over 2018. Moving on to slide 3, we present the data for the fourth quarter 2019, which has been full of records. The chart in the upper left corner shows that in the 4Q 2019, we recorded a net revenues record of 48.1 million reais, an increase of 21.2% over the same period last year. The chart in the upper right corner illustrates recurring revenues record of 39.6 million reais in the 4Q, representing 82.5% of the total, an increase of 23.1% over the same period last year, highlighting the addition of 7.2 million reais in the software subscription revenues. In the lower left corner, gross profit for the 4Q was a record of 17.6 million reais, with growth of 19.1% and gross margin of 36.5%. In the chart below in the center, general and administrative expenses reached 12.4 million reais, representing 25.7% of net revenues, a percentage drop of 0.9 points comparing to the 4Q 2018, proving that the company continues to dilute the fixed expenses and capturing the synergies from the acquired companies. The chart below on the right illustrated that the adjusted EBITDA, which is EBITDA excluding extraordinary items related to acquisitions, was a record of 6.4 million reais, an increase of 31.2% with EBITDA margin of 13%. On slide 4, we show the gross value of our recurring contracts portfolio in the software unit, those that have already been implemented and are generating revenues, and those that have not yet been implemented and will generate revenues in the future. The value of the portfolio of contracts reached a record of 147.3 million reais in the 4Q 19, a very significant increase of 59.3% comparing with the same period of the previous year. The inorganic portfolio, which came from the acquisitions we made in the last 12 months prior to the reporting date, we're talking about Athena, ADS Prev, SoftPAR, and Stock and Info, totaled 41.3 million reais. And the organic portfolio totaled 106.1 million and have grown 2 digits, 14.7%, a percentage that reflects a satisfactory commercial performance. However, we recognize that is an operational challenge to execute all the implementations and bring revenues as quick as possible. And that challenge is our primary focus of attention at this right moment. On slide 5, we show the performance by our business units. On the left side above, the software unit recorded net revenues of 33.6 million reais in the 4Q19, a new record with growth of 36.5%. The number mainly reflects an inorganic addition of 8.6 million reais, but also an organic addition of 0.4 million reais, which comes almost entirely from subscription. And on the left side below, the software unit presented a gross profit of 14.1 million reais, a new record, with growth of 28.2%. The gross margin was 41.9%, a reduction of 2.7 percentage points, which occurred basically for one reason. The higher the sales, the higher the implementation costs are. These costs were 3.3 million reais in the 4Q and 12.1 million reais in 2019, compressing the gross margin in the short term. On the right side above, the services unit recorded net revenues of 14.5 million reais in the fourth quarter 19, a slight reduction of 3.8%, which mainly reflects the drop in the volume of projects despite the growth in outsourcing. On the right side below, the services unit posted a gross profit of 3.5 million reais, a 7.4% contraction directly related to the reduction in revenues already mentioned, which was partially offset by a decrease in costs. Consequently, the gross margin was 24%, a reduction of only 0.9 percentage points, practically stable. Moving on to slide 6, we analyze the evolution of inorganic software results in the last 4 quarters, a period in which we made several acquisitions in their respective integrations. The chart on the left shows the comparison of the organic gross margin with the inorganic gross margin. Whenever we acquired another company, it is common to see an initial reduction in profitability due to integration costs, followed by an improvement in profitability provided by synergies. This pattern was repeated in 2019. In the first quarter, we acquired two companies, Athena and ADS Prev. In the second quarter, we acquired SoftPar. And in the fourth quarter, we acquired StockInfo. When the integration of the first three companies was advanced, we reported clear results. Consequently, the inorganic gross margin raised from an initial 30.9% in the first quarter of 2019 to 41.7% in the fourth quarter 2019 and reached practically the same level of the organic gross margin. And the chart on the right illustrated the impact of these acquisitions on general and administrative expenses. Note that although the absolute value of G&A was increased in nominal terms throughout the year due to the consolidation of acquisitions, the relative value as a proportion of net revenues decreased from 17.7% in the 1Q19 to 15.7% in the 4Q19. Commercial expenses increased in nominal and relative terms due to the growth of the team and to the payment of commissions. Moving to slide 7, the chart on the left shows our gross cash position, which was 365 million reais in the 4Q19. There was a reduction of 3.3 million reais in comparison with the third quarter, mainly due to the acquisition of StockInfo in December last year, whose installment in cash was 4.5 million reais in the closing date. But compared to the 4Q of 2018, there was a substantial increase due to the 363 million reais follow-on carried out in September last year. The chart in the center illustrates gross debt, which was 100.9 million reais in the fourth quarter. There was a slight increase of 1 million reais compared to the third quarter also related to the acquisition of Stock & Info. Compared to the fourth quarter of 2018, gross debt increased to the issuance of a 50 million reais debenture in February last year, and debts contracted in the last acquisitions, since part of the payments are installments. And the chart on the right shows the net cash position, which was 264 million reais in the fourth quarter 2019, a decrease of 4.4 million reais in comparison with the third Q 2019, for the reasons already explained. Net cash remains comfortable for the intensification of the consolidation plan. To conclude, on slide 8, I'd like to reinforce the main messages from the last year. Regarding the organic results, we showed a 14.7% growth in the organic contracts portfolio as a result of the correct change in the commercial model to subsidize the setup for some customers, a fact that should boost future growth after overcoming the challenge of the implementations. Regarding the inorganic results, the last four acquisitions contributed significantly to the records of the year. The integrations of the first three have already been practically complete, resulting in the evolution of gross margin and reduction in G&A as a proportion of revenues, a pattern that should be repeated with each cycle of acquisitions. And finally, with the follow-on offering, our financial position is comfortable and Sinqia is ready to intensify its consolidation plan. As the acquisition opportunity that motivates us to take the offer are maturing fast, we are confident that we will execute the plan with speed and discipline. Thank you for connecting to our conference call. We are available at ir.sinqia.com.br. Thank you.